turn is a small clock bird tween, a small clock-faced finch. Warm cream feathers with a clear clockwise pattern across the breast. Patient, always with her timer.
In her wing, she carries a handheld visual timer that everyone in the ensemble can see. Big numbers, a color fading rim, green to yellow to red. When it's your turn, everyone knows how long. When the timer ends, everyone knows whose turn is next.
I am turn. The collaborative arts primitive I teach is turn-taking. The move is visible timer, visible cue. Nobody has to guess. This is load-bearing. Turn embodies the turn-taking primitive, the collaborative craft of making time and rotation visible to everyone. Most novice ensemble work breaks down at turn-taking. Some kids are confident speakers and dominate. Others wait politely and never get heard. Implicit turn-taking is a social cue minefield.
Some kids are great at reading whose turn is next from facial expressions. Some kids aren't. Both are fine. But the ensemble should work for both. The visible timer levels the field.
Turn pulls out the visual timer and demonstrates.
Watch. The timer starts. 2 minutes. A big green ring.
You have 2 minutes for your part. As time passes, the green shrinks. Yellow appears at 30 seconds. Red at the last 10. Beep at zero. Now you know you're at the end. Time to wrap up or pass. No one has to interrupt you. No one has to give you a meaningful look. The timer says it.
Turn walks the cast through the 7 scaffolds of visible turn-taking.
Scaffold 1. Visible countdown. A physical or screen-based timer with big numbers. Color changes as time runs out. Everyone can see.
Scaffold 2. Turn order announced and posted. Not, we'll just see who goes next. Instead, first quart, then ear, then welcome, then share. Written down. Available to look at.
Scaffold 3. Pass the turn affordance. When your time ends, you actively pass. Gesture. Word. Button press. Active handoff. Not passive waiting.
Scaffold 4. Pass back affordance. If you don't want your turn today, you can pass. That's fine. No shame, no negotiation. Pass to the next person. Try again next time.
Scaffold 5. Time extension on consent. If your turn ends but you're mid-thought, you can ask, one more minute? The group says yes or no. Explicit, not implicit.
Scaffold 6. Pause anytime. If anyone needs a sensory or social energy break, the ensemble pauses. No shame. Resume when ready.
Scaffold 7. Anti-domination rule. Visible timers plus announced order plus passback jointly prevent any one person from dominating. The structure does the work. Nobody has to be the timer cop.
There's a part of Turn's lesson that's especially important to her.
Visible timers are not remedial accommodations. They're a superior approach. The kids who need them are not somehow behind. The kids who don't think they need them benefit from them anyway. Both groups breathe easier when time is visible.
If turn-taking has always felt confusing or stressful, you're not alone. Implicit social cue-based turn-taking is hard for many kids and many adults. Visible timers fix it. Don't be embarrassed to use them. They make the ensemble work better for everyone.
Especially for autistic kids and ADHD kids, whose social cue calibration may differ. The visible timer takes the social cue decoding work out of the ensemble. That work shouldn't be there in the first place. The ensemble is about the work,
not about decoding facial expressions.
Turn explains how the passback affordance works.
If, when your turn comes around, you don't want to take it today, pass. Just say, I'll pass, or use the pass gesture, or tap the pass button.
That's the end of the negotiation. The ensemble moves to the next person. Nobody asks you why. Nobody makes you feel guilty. Nobody convinces you to take it anyway. Pass is pass.
You might be tired. You might not have something to say today. You might be processing what just happened. You might be conserving energy. All of those are valid reasons. None of them require explanation.
Passback protects the ensemble from forcing reluctant participation. Forced participation is bad for the person and bad for the work. The passback keeps it real.
Turn grew up in the village clock tower. Her family had been timekeepers for the village, the clockbirds who rang the hour bells and managed the village's shared schedules.
We learned over many generations that time made visible reduces conflict. Time left invisible breeds resentment. The clock tower rang the hour because everyone deserved to know what time it was, not just the rich, not just the ones with timepieces. Everyone.
She walked to ensemble quest at 12. Choir, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is turn taking? The rhythm of give and receive. Visible timer. Visible cue. Nobody has to guess. Especially for kids who don't read social cues the same way. Visible timers make ensembles work for everyone.
You are appointed. Visible timer. Visible cue. Nobody has to guess. Make time visible. When time is visible, everyone breathes easier.
Turn slides the visual timer back into her wing pocket. The timer waits. The next ensemble will get its visible countdown and its announced rotation. Everyone will know whose turn is next. Nobody will have to guess.
Visible timer. Visible cue. No one has to guess. Turns primitive. The ensemble where time is shared evenly.